What do you think about that story? You know those guys that made the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of people died making it and stuff. And one of the guys, you know, it's really high up and stuff. He fell from a real high height, but he had like a nail with him. And the nail went a bit faster than him and broke the water such that he didn't die.
Yeah. So like, is the... If,
help
is
him.
That, insert nail. Help him.
What do you reckon? Like, that seems to be a fact that I've heard. I feel like I've heard that story a few times.
Yeah, I think I've heard that. I've definitely heard that as well. It sounds like cap.
What's that?
Is it bullshit? Like, it sounds bullshit.
Oh, it sounds like bullshit. I guess it's hard to verify, isn't it? You know? Do you have a favorite spurious tale like that? Like, probably horseradish, but like you kind of like it.
Do you? Let me think.
Oh, the other one, actually, no, recently, to be quite honest, and people swear this is true. There's been many books written about this. I did briefly tell you about it. Will, our good friend Will, went through this town on the way back to Sydney from Melbourne a month or so back, and it's a place called Eden. And they have this incredible history where the local whalers collaborated with killer whales to shepherd in baleen whales to massacre and harvest. So it's like the supposedly the only example of this kind of collaboration with killer whales in known history.
It's something that's never happened anywhere else in the world, and it could never happen again. Now, this killer whales have extraordinary intelligence. They did the most extraordinary things. What they used to do was they would round up the whales for the Davidsons and others, just like people in the country use sheepdogs to round up sheep. And they used to try to herd the whales into the bay from out at sea so that the whalers could get them.
And, it extended back to, like, the indigenous population as well. But, like, they have these sort of killer whales. They have, like, names like Hooky and all this sort of stuff. And there's all – so it was in, like, the 1800s that it sort of – the colonizers kind of kicked it off.
Yeah.
And then – you know, it continued on for a number of years such that, like, people in sort of the early 2000s were just still alive that were, like, eyewitness accounts of it. So, like, there's this, like, ABC documentary about it. It's called, like, The Killers of Eden.
The killer whale, terrible faithful, the killer whale, to grab up the finger when you come alongside the boat. And we used to be over snapper fishing, and they have the kelly line down there, like anchored on a snapper ground, and the killer whale would come along, grab onto the line, tow you around, even the 27-foot boat.
And you can, like, hear these, like, 100-year-old people saying, like, you know, there's this, you know, the Hooky come round the corner with, you know, he had that hook over the fin, you know, it looked like a hook.
Well, they called him Hooky. He had a big, tall fin that was broken over the top.
Hooky! Hooky came round the corner.
Seriously.
It sounds so stupid.
It's real. Like, they
Hooky
swear it's real.
Came
there
the
is,
corner.
There is a... there's a fucking... there's a museum called the Killer Whale Museum in Eden,
right,
which I'm really keen to go and check out. For a long time, they had the only killer whale skeleton on display in the world.
Oh, my killer whale skeleton.
Yeah. It was, I think it was Old Tom's skeleton.
Old Tom.
So there was Hooky, Old Tom, Humpy, Jackson, Typee, Cooper. They called him Hooky because he had a big tail fin in which it was broken at the top.
Oh, my gosh. Hooky.
Yeah. So, anyway, I love that story so much. I find it quite fascinating. And, like, it just sounds so spurious and like far-fetched.
It sounds impossible.
It sounds impossible. Apparently, Dart, they were in such collaboration, they were in such cahoots that like the whalers would be asleep in their little 1900s beds, 1800s beds. You know, the gas lamp was off. Yeah. They were asleep. And the killer whales would have herded in a baleen whale into the bay, and they would go and slap their tails on the beach to wake up the whalers so that the whalers would come out and fell the whale.
Okay, yeah. This is absolutely ludicrous. This story is ludicrous. Oh. Slap their tails
on the sand.